It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
There he is.
Yeah, you're a little off key there.
All right. Well, you think I'm getting better, though?
No.
Mm-mm. Not at all?
No.
You didn't even take time to think about that.
Were you in the Pea Ridge Choir? I can't.
No.
No, I didn't think you were. But
wasn't allowed.
You weren't allowed at the choir?
No, I offered to sing the national anthem last night.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah, they go, we would appreciate people being here.
Wow.
I go, well, they've already paid.
As a referee, I don't know if I've ever seen that before. So yeah. It'd be nice. It could happen.
Maybe.
So,
Yeah. But I won't do it.
No. Okay. No. Well, that's...
So, had a good ball game last night.
You were in Lafarge?
Yeah. Two very well coached teams. Mm-hmm. So, very fundamentally sound. Not a bad ball game. It's just, in North Crawford's a pretty good basketball team.
Yes, they are.
I mean, they will come at you at waves. So good luck. So, but Chris
Wettstein?
Very, very good coach. I mean, and then Mr. Benson and Lafarge. I mean, Lafarge ain't bad.
They're young guys to you and I, but I think Chris has been there at North Crawford at least 10 or 11 years, maybe.
Yep.
So, veteran coach now.
Yeah, I'm surprised someone else hasn't picked him up at a higher level. He's a good coach.
Yep, absolutely. So, anything else I should know about?
Well, and no one's came calling for me, so I'm here for another week.
Are you? Okay, yeah. Well, that's good.
Is it?
Yeah, sure. Otherwise, I'd be talking to myself. I do that at home.
You do that all the time, though.
I do.
I mean, you really do. Poor June. Poor June.
My imaginary friend over in the corner. So. Yeah,
what was his name again?
Plompibu.
Yeah, Plompibu, yeah.
Yeah,
is he here now or no?
Yeah, he's here. He's over there.
What's he wearing today?
Nothing. So,
That's great. I'm going to turn this way. Anyway.
June said that one day because I always tell the daycare kids that my imaginary friend is there.
Yeah.
She said, if you get to the point where you start, having maybe hallucinations or dementia or something, we aren't going to know.
You said, I know.
I know.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Right.
Anyway.
Yes.
It's almost been a week since the Bears win. Mm-hmm. Are the cookies getting old or have they been made yet?
She made little, they look like mini donuts.
Maybe not, little.
Mini muffins. Mini muffins.
Maybe they were tears for us.
They might have been. But the daycare kids galloped them up.
We didn't get anything.
We didn't get any.
Thanks a lot, June.
Mm-hmm. Well, the daycare kids.
No. You know what? Again, me and you, we need to be fed too.
Well, maybe we can find some fudge grams.
I found one. Someone left me a package on my truck door.
Really?
Yeah.
So they do still make them?
Well, they're called Cravens.
Cravens?
Yeah. They're different. It's a different company, but they are fudge grams.
Generic brand.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not.
Kind of like you and I.
Not the Keebler elves then.
Well, I think it may be Keebler's cousins.
Cousins, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, fudge grams.
Fudge grams.
Fudge grams.
Is that what they were? Okay,
yeah, fudge grams. Yeah, made by Keebler.
Another thing that they, I don't think they make them anymore. If they do, they're different name.
Right. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe they had to change the name. Like some of my favorite cereals when I was growing up, like Sugar Smacks and Sugar Pops and all that.
I'm not a big Sugar Pop guy. I did not like that.
Yeah. What are they called?
Who was that? Who was the character on Sugar Smacks? What was that?
Sugar Bear.
Was it a bear?
Sugar Bear, yeah. Is Sugar Bear here? He talked like Dean Martin.
Was it Dean Martin?
No, it wasn't, but it sounded like him. Oh, this is Sugar Bear.
Or Sugar Pops.
The Sugar Pops were good. The Sugar Bear, they were like little, I don't know.
I don't know what they were.
Pellets or something. They weren't real great, I don't think.
I didn't like them, so. Yeah. I'd rather have a bowl of Raisin Bran.
Oh!
Did you see they make Raisin Bran with like 3X the raisins now?
Oh! No. I didn't
really?
Know.
Well, I didn't know that. So maybe you could eat them.
I don't think they make Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries anymore. I don't think.
Isn't that sad?
That's kind of sad. Yeah, there's a lot of things that have gone by the wayside. I mentioned that on my Saturday Night Show a couple of weeks ago. PB Crisps, they were made by Planters, but they were like these little, they look like a peanut, but they, it was candy.
Really?
It was, yeah. They were actually kind of like, they look like packing peanuts.
Oh.
Yeah, but tasted like peanut butter.
Well, I'm sure someone put the packing peanuts with peanut butter back in our day. It didn't really matter what
Could have been. Yeah. Peanut butter's good on anything, you know?
Yep. Yeah. So anyway, did you know women started removing hair from their legs in 400 BC?
Did not know that.
Yeah, they either plucked them with tweezers or singed them with hair with fire.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Why?
I don't know. I want to try that when I get home.
Yeah, you probably should.
The cables of the Golden Gate Bridge, Philip, contain more than 80,000 miles of steel wire.
Wow. That's not fact or Hanko. That's fact.
That's a fact. These are all facts today. This is stuff right off the top of my head.
80. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Until 450 BC, like when the women started shaving their legs, February was the last month of the calendar year.
Really?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
Probably heard it somewhere along the line.
Yeah.
Didn't process it. Wow.
You know, like, it's crazy. You know, like October, you know, that used to be the eighth month of the year. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so Velcro was invented by a Swiss guy who was inspired by the way burrs attached to his clothing.
Yeah, that is true. Well, you think about a cockle burr or burdock. Burdock is what I'm thinking of.
And horses don't like them underneath their saddle, I will tell you that.
Oh, no. Yeah,
I had a ride of my life one time with that thing.
Was that right?
Oh, yes.
With a burr under the saddle.
Yep. Uh-huh. Yep. My little...
And a
my
burr
little,
on top of the
my
saddle.
My little pony named Silver didn't like it.
Silver.
Silver.
Oh, that's right. Did you say, hi-yo, Silver?
Well, I did. My brother had a horse named Billy. I mean, he would rear up every time you'd start running. Anytime you'd go, let's go. Then there he goes. Didn't matter where you're at. Wouldn't you love to got that on camera?
He was a little horse.
Yeah, he was a little horse.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, a mosquito slava acts as an anesthetic, so you usually don't notice when you're being bit.
Oh.
So.
Well, that's nice. They kind of they swab you before.
Yes, yeah. I appreciate that.
Oh, boy. Thank you. Well, that's at least one thing we don't have to worry about this time.
Well, yet.
Yeah, not yet anyway. Although it's been warm.
It's been warm.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln's corpse has been buried and exhumed, inspected and reburied at least 17 times.
17?
Since his death.
I thought it was only a couple because
17 times.
They moved him to Illinois, and then I think they moved him to his homestead.
Yeah.
I didn't know it had been that many times.
Poor guy. Let him rest.
Why? No kidding. Yeah. And I'm guessing some sort of investigation, maybe.
You never know.
Probably were conspiracy theories back then.
Oh, I tell you what.
So.
Conspiracy theories are everywhere.
Weird. All right.
That's just like, you know, we had those, all those drones flying everywhere. Then you hear nothing about them. Whatever happened to them? Do we know?
I don't know.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Flamingos are born with gray feathers, Philip. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Which turn pink from their diet of shrimp.
Oh, sure. I did know that. Yeah,
I knew you knew that
I think
one.
That's been on the quiz.
I didn't know they were gray, though.
Turn pink. I like shrimp, but, you know, I haven't turned pink yet.
So. Here's something for all the tattoo lovers out there.
Oh, yeah?
Tattoos and Legos have something majorly in common. Yeah. They are composed from the same material.
Is that right?
Yes.
Did not know that.
The tattoo ink and...
Oh, I see. Sure.
So...
Acrylene... Butene styrene.
It is amazing how you come up with that off your head. How do you know that stuff?
I don't know that that's right, but I
just knew it.
Took a stab at it.
Recycling can make one person's trash another person's treasure. Now get this. 1 metric ton of electric scrap from personal computers contain more gold than that recovered from 17 tons of gold ore.
What?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes. That's nuts.
1 metric ton of electric scrap. Oh, my goodness. Huh. Wow. It's It's important to recycle.
So yeah, if I mean, and if they know where you live, I say just put everything right in your driveway, and you can start recycling all that when you get home.
There you go.
Yeah, June would be happy with you.
The gold rush of 2025.
Yes, yes.
Right.
So anyway, so did this count as a snow today? I didn't have anything.
That's a good question.
You could have tracked a cat at the elementary school.
Oh, you could hear too. So I'm guessing we're going to count it as a snow.
You would have to, wouldn't you?
So we're down to 28 to go.
My family in Arkansas are getting pounded right now.
Are they? Snow.
Yes, they are. Hmm. So,
how do people drive there? Do they drive?
There's a lot of things that just nothing happens. I remember one time we were out of electricity and stuff for like 4 days.
Okay.
I mean, the roads don't get plowed, and if they do, good luck. They just don't have the equipment. I mean, it's not the equipment to move the snow. And I think they used a grader at one time.
Sure.
And very slow process. But usually the banks want everything's closed.
Closed down.
Closed down. So, yeah, but school will run.
It's a holiday.
Yeah, it's a holiday. Kids love it. So, you know, and anymore, it's a big thing about safety with the kids. Even up here, that's why, you know, that's why school gets canceled if it's too cold or the wind. I mean, they can't. It's a safety issue, what it is. So,
sure.
With all the buses on the road. And
we'll have to start making some school announcements for Pea Ridge when they close. And, they're listening in online.
Do you think Bailey Paint and Decorating would help us sponsor that one?
You better go and ask him.
I'll go ask Steve. Yeah. So, anyway. But anyway, young man, I hope you have a great day. Where are you at tonight again?
Richland Center.
You're at the high school here?
We'll be up here.
I'm in the big town of Seneca.
All right.
If no one wants to go up there.
Tell him hello for me.
I will tell him hello. Young man, have a good day. Everybody be kind.
That's old Hank Bray.